Welcome to an Acquired Taste podcast. I'm Kathleen, and I'm sitting here with my BFFs, Bethany.
Hi.
And Sam.
How you doing?
How you doing, girls?
Good.
Pretty okay. My lips are a little chapped.
Why is that?
I don't know.
They hurt real bad.
My lips are real bad. I think I've over-lipsticked the last few days.
You had black lipstick on yesterday, which looked solid, by the way.
It was such a midnight blue that most people think it's black until you try and take it off and it's a million shades of purple.
Does your lipstick reflect the shades of your heart that day?
That would be so depressing because I really only love dark lipstick. So, geez, I hope not.
My heart is black all the time. I don't know about you guys.
It's just cool.
Can I tell you, yesterday I found myself, I was having dinner with a friend, and he asked about just dating and how dating was going. And I was like, I don't date anymore. I'm just not dating. And he said, dating is a process. And I said, without thinking about it, so is having your skull pulverized into a powder by being repeatedly punched in the face over time. That's also a process. I'm not interested in that one either.
And then I see you're taking a sip from her drink.
A dirty martini.
Her sifter.
And that's when I realized I just shouldn't. Yeah, it's a good thing I'm not dating. It stops being fun when you compare it to a skull crushing pulverization.
When that's your mindless reaction.
Yeah.
You step back and go, oh my.
Oh goodness. So speaking of black hearts, that's how that applies.
All right. So let's answer. My lipstick matched Bethany's heart that day.
I've been rewatching The New Girl on Netflix because it's a show that I used to really love and I want to get back into it. And in the first season, Zooey Deschanel's character Jess dates a teacher at her school, and it's played by Justin Long.
Oh, right.
He's so great.
And he's so dreamy, that nerdy, cute boy. And I am literally jealous of a TV relationship.
Those are the only kinds, actually, I'm ever jealous of, is TV and movie ones. Then I see my friends in relationships. So I'm like, glad I'm not stuck there.
They're so cute and weird together. Like, they play instruments and they skip together and they do, this weird foreplay where they talk like they're reporters in an old-timey movie.
That's their foreplay.
Isn't that, the goal, to find someone who's just your kind of weird?
Yeah. Yes.
I was always just so gushy over Jim and Pam from The Office, season one and two.
Yeah.
I stopped watching it, I think, after season three. But, their will-they-or-won't-they relationship was maybe the best in television history.
Yep.
And I wanted that so bad. When, and they're, at the casino night, and she went up and was crying with her mom, and then he came up, and he was just, kissed her, and it was amazing.
You can't hear mom. She just goes, yeah, I think I am mom. I'm like, oh, my God.
Endless possibilities.
Jim, she loves you.
She loves you. Her dress was perfect.
This is why I can't invest myself emotionally to people. I invest myself emotionally to television too much.
It's safe.
There's no extra room.
Yeah. I have said, and I will say again, endless times, I would rather watch TV than live my life.
Okay, so you have to watch one TV show for the rest of your life, but that has to fulfill you emotionally across all spectrums of emotion. What show is that?
Oh my God. Do you know yours?
Oh, easy.
No, absolutely not. So I'm asking you.
The Office.
Really?
By far. I watch it every day, as I've said before, as it is. And as I've also mentioned, I think it's hilarious and that Jim and Pam have the most realistic relationship I've seen on television, because as it gets later on in the seasons, it hits some serious turmoil, and not turmoil that you've seen on TV before. Mm. Like, very selfish. They take themselves out of the relationship while also trying to think of the other it's a very different kind of representation, and I love it.
Okay. Do you know yours?
I would go with Friends.
Friends, yeah.
Yeah, it's a good show.
I can see that.
Because if you're really committing to one TV show for the long term, you don't want something that's so serious or sad that's always going to get you down.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So no Grey's Anatomy,
probably. No Grey's Anatomy.
Everyone dies. I've actually never seen a single episode of Grey's Anatomy.
Me neither.
High five. Cheers.
No, and it really seems like it'd be something I like. But at this point, what is it, season 25?
I just
can't commit.
I think it's the doctor's children are now the doctors, right? Is that
they
what we're
birthed
at?
Themselves. And now they're here.
Yeah.
You don't have any kind of idea for a show, Bethany?
No, I think mine would be Ghost Adventures.
Last time we came over, we didn't mention it at all, but it was paused on your television.
So I am like, now I am just obsessed with this show. And I need to Instagram a video of the last time I burst out loud, because the show has serious moments, because it's like, you know, people died here and they're hunting their ghosts. But then there's dreamy moments where, you know, Zach Baggins takes his shirt off to make sure the demon scratched him down the back. Yeah, that's why you took your shirt off. And there's funny moments. And at one point, Zach Baggins, the host who wears the super tight black t-shirts, is in the maker of the gun, the Windsor rifle, the Windsor House.
Okay.
Right? Is that the Winchester?
Winchester, Tinville, Iowa.
Yes. Sorry. And it's this house. It's the only house that they've had to leave during an investigation because it just got too real, guys. Ooh. And so they're back. 2.0, and he's in the foyer of the house, and he's like being real dramatic, and he's like caressing the walls and saying like, so much happened here, these walls are thick with history. And then his buddy Aaron goes, it's weird being back.
Don't we all need an Aaron in our lives?
We do. God, I love that show.
We all are the Aaron in each other's lives is the sad part. Your impersonation of that right now, just your body language, you remind me of the third hyena in Lion King, Ed. It's exactly what you're doing. I love it.
Oh, God, that show's so good.
What about current shows that are being watched? And I ask with great anticipation, because I know the answer.
Are you guys watching Stranger Things?
This show's fantastic.
It's a Netflix original.
Yes. It's only 8 episodes. If you guys have not yet checked it out, it's not that much of an investment.
Right.
And it's fantastic.
It's really good. So it came out, what, like 3 weeks ago, maybe?
Yeah,
2 weeks ago. And we were all sort of watching it independently, not realizing that the other two were also watching it. And I don't know about you guys. I gave up. I said this on The Big Show. I gave up after episode 3 because I thought it was really boring. And it bothered me that Winona Ryder wasn't crying real tears. Okay. But then she started crying real tears after a while, and I was into it again.
See, I gave up on sleep after the 3rd episode. I was like, one more. And I finished it in 2 days.
I finished it just on Sunday. And I cannot wait for season 2. And you see at the end where they leave an opportunity for season 2. Mm-hmm. But it's the right amount of cheese, the right amount of sci-fi ghosts. Yeah. And it's cool 80s music.
Yeah.
It's amazing 80s music. I was like reminded of a couple of songs that I just didn't even realize existed.
I mean, anything that features The Clash is good with me. And it had the entire song, by the way. How much for royalties for that? But they had Should I Stay or Should I Go from beginning to end.
I wonder if Netflix contacts The Clash and they're like, no, we're cool. We like Netflix. You can just use it.
Oh, I really hope that's what happened.
The Bangles, Hazy Shade of Winter, which I have heard the song, but I never appreciated the song. But they use that as well. And I'm like, this song is fantastic.
It was a solid soundtrack. I think what they did totally right about it was it takes place in the 80s and they shot it as if they shot it in the 80s.
Yeah.
So it was like a nice homage to what it was trying to show off. Really cool. I have a couple, also Andrew, our friend, Elvis's assistant, watched it with me, and I had a couple comments, but I'm not going to say it because it would kind of mess up things if people haven't gotten there yet.
Yeah, we don't want to spoil.
There are just a couple things that would have helped keep it more true to time.
Do you think that's going to give away anything?
I mean, think so, because it's really I really don't want to touch on it, just because of how sensitive people can be about it, which I understand.
The one thing I really love about the show is Winona Ryder, because I'm used to seeing her pretty polished.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And we haven't really heard a lot about her since the unfortunate incident where she was accused of shoplifting, and I don't know how that trial turned out, so I'm just going to say allegedly. Winona Ryder plays this mother in the show, and she carries the character throughout the whole entire show. She's lost a child, and you just look at her and you can feel her pain by looking at her.
Mm-hmm. I wonder how long it took to shoot, because that has to be a heavy emotional burden to carry throughout an entire film, you know, filming of something.
I know.
Like, that's just deep. I don't know, when we talk about something too heavy in the show for 20 minutes, as we seldom do, but I, like, feel it for the day.
I know.
I don't think I could handle that.
I watched a sad movie, and for the next week, I messed up.
Yeah. So, I'm with you.
So everybody, please, if you're not watching Stranger Things, run. Do not walk to your nearest Netflix account. Get your friends because you're going to want to watch this, you know, in one felt swoop if you can. Yep.
And it's going to make you nostalgic for a thing you didn't think you were nostalgic for. Because I remember, I mean, I grew up in the 80s and I remember getting out of the 80s and thinking, God, that was bad. Like the fashion was bad.
Yeah.
The music was bad. Like you just never really appreciate what you're in. And I've never looked back at the 80s nostalgically ever. And then seeing this, I'm like, oh my God, it was just a different time. Like you could ride your bike at night and you never worried that someone was going to like steal you away, and you didn't have to worry about being shot, and you didn't have to worry about someone hacking into your social media account. Yeah. And it was just such a different thing. And also the character Dustin, I just want to adopt him.
Yes, with the note, he doesn't have top teeth.
It's a condition.
It's a condition.
Dustin is the friend of all of the four boys. Dustin is the friend you want in your corner.
Yes,
yeah. He's smart, but he's the comic relief.
Yeah,
and you know he cracks down when it counts.
Yeah.
You know, I can't. I'm a '90s baby, and it's funny because it couldn't make me nostalgic by definition, but what it did make me was a little bit envious because, much like what you were saying, these are groups of friends that hang out all the time and they go home together after school and they play different games in their basement. And that's something I had for a very short period of time. You know, I was never at the age where my parents would let me just like, you know, ride my bike for more than 1 year. I think in high school I just rode around. I have two friends who lived within a few miles and we would essentially do that on the nice days. But other than that, it's all social media and a lot of FaceTiming, and it's kind of a bummer when you look at the connections you kind of missed out on.
Well, there's one funny part in the show where this guy gets caught taking like a semi-sexual photo of a girl, and it's not on his phone
or on
his iPad or something. He literally took it with a camera and then printed the picture out in the black room, and somebody saw the photo in the black room, and that's how he gets caught.
Because he couldn't turn away his phone screen. It was an entire giant-ass photo.
It's like an 8x10 of this girl taking her bra off.
Yeah. He had to wrestle them down from the line where they're drying.
I know. Oh, it was such a good time.
Yeah, they were good and bad, I guess. Good and bad things came with that. That's why no one sees the photos I take of people. I just cover them on my phone.
Have you taken any photos of me?
Only the ones you give me.
Yes.
But those I do print out. Yes. They are also blown up.
Yes. I have a series of pictures of my breasts, actually wearing the bra I'm wearing right now, in different finishes.
Oh my God.
I love this series.
I sent all of them to Sam because I couldn't figure out my favorite.
Wait. To send to a boy?
No, to send to Sam because I don't have a boy to send them to.
I'm the closest thing.
See also aforementioned face pulverizing conversation.
Mm, yes.
So I sent all of my like sexy naked pics to Sam. I'm trying to pull them up, which is great for radio. Everyone can see them through.
I send all my sexy naked pictures to Playboy, and they're like, not yet. You're not there yet.
Not yet.
Love Playboy.
At
Love
least they
you.
Say yet. That means that there's like growth potential.
They don't want to crush.
These are better. Love Hef.
They don't want to crush my dreams
okay,
of posing.
Here's the boob series. So this is like boobs. Wait, boobs. Yep. Different finish. Mm-hmm. I like that one.
Oh, I like that
artistic.
Finish.
Artistic.
See,
and then that's
when am I allowed to post one? Because if I recall correctly, you posted a very similar picture on Instagram of my boobs while we were on vacation a month ago or two.
Yep, I did.
So when can I, because that's a great photo. You know it's a great photo in itself. That's just an awesome shot. When can I retort and send one of these photos
I don't know, man.
Have you guys ever asked a friend to take down a photo that they put up of you on social somewhere?
Never.
Really?
Yeah.
I have.
Bitch, I'm ugly a lot. That's what I say to myself.
No.
I'm fine with it.
Kathleen, you and I have this in common then.
Yeah. I will say, hey, listen, you need to take that down or I'm going to slit my wrist.
So calmly.
Not something to joke about. Not the best choice of words, but.
But in the moment you panic.
Yeah.
Yeah. May I ask you just thought you didn't look good in the photo, or was it something like risky? Like you didn't like how you were being represented? Like what was it that made you?
Yeah, sometimes. And also it's like if someone takes a photo when you don't know that they're taking a photo, I have zero problems asking that person to take that photo down.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
That's why Snapchat's not. I'm not a huge fan of Snapchat.
Yeah. there's very little creative content control.
Yeah.
Yeah, I have issues with, we all have body parts that we're concerned about.
Oh,
and
sure.
If, you know, if you take a picture of me and like my skin looks really bad, for instance, like I will ask you to take it down.
Yeah.
Because it's just, Throw a filter on that.
Yeah, filter that.
Come on, man.
I don't know. I definitely have had those photos put up where I'll comment or I'll text my friend immediately, just a middle finger or like something really unpleasant about it. But I've never actually asked them to take it down. I do have a friend who stopped showing up to parties, though, because of how often he felt like he was tagged in pictures that he didn't like about himself.
That's really sad that he like lost out on social opportunities.
He did. It was a mix of he didn't like the way he looked unless he was really focused for a photo. He does not do candids. And he also didn't like what he was represented doing in the photos. I'm like, dude, maybe you should just stop doing those.
Was it cocaine?
It might have been a little bit. It's, you know, we all know someone who's tried it, I think.
So it was less about his profile and more about the cocaine.
You know what's funny is I'm not sure. It might have been more about the profile with this sweetheart friend of mine, but still. But I don't know. You know, there's always reasons, I guess, to not want to be represented in a certain way.
For my 30th birthday this year, I had a very small party. And we didn't take any photos of it. We did Instax, you know, the instant Polaroids.
Yeah.
And so I have a whole pile of beautiful Instax of all the people who attended my dinner. And, it's just kind of nice to not have to have that up online.
Yep.
And you can go back and look at that. Their photo albums will never be replaced, ever.
Your
phone does not do it justice.
I know.
Go make an album of your stuff.
Sometimes I wake up in a cold sweat in the middle of the night and I'm like, oh, I haven't printed pictures since 2002.
Wait. The next time you come into work and you're exhausted, I'm giving you less sympathy than normal.
It's because I've been on, CVS.com all night figuring out which albums are more important.
I need to make a Snapfish album. Yeah.
I see Kathleen coming in, like, trucking it on her back. You think it's a backpack? It's just a giant photo album with straps.
I know.
I did it, guys.
But when was the last time you guys actually printed photos and put them in a frame or made an album?
Not unless it was a gift for mom.
Right?
Yeah, it's been years and years.
Doesn't that scare you? That there's, like, millions of images out there of, you know, friends, family, yourself, beloved ones, and you have zero to prove for it should the internets go away?
Yeah, no, absolutely. I do think about that.
Not until just now.
Yeah.
To my very core.
You should think about that.
Well, this has been a great podcast. Let's wrap this up. I've got to make a trip to CVS.
You can get our printing.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, yeah. That's still a thing. Our printing.
Oh, yeah. Printing.
Printing. Can you spell that for me?
P. And I'm not sure on the rest.
No.
Printing.
Printing.
P-Rinting.
Rinting.
I-N-G.
Yogging. Yeah. It might be a silent J.
Yogging.
It's a soft J. So this has clearly been a fun little cluster of just random. We didn't plan anything.
No.
If you haven't picked up on it already, usually we have a topic for you guys. Nope.
It's been a week. It's Tuesday as we're recording this.
It's been 7 days in a Tuesday.
Bad.
By Tuesday.
Yeah.
So, we've had fun just going around doing absolutely nothing. But you know what? I know you guys can relate to it because who are we kidding? You have these days too.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. So, what do you say we wrap this up with our traditional, what did we learn this week?
Yes, it's true.
Yep.
I can start.
Yeah, go ahead, girl.
So I learned that if you're going to eat a candy like Tootsie Rolls or something like Charleston Chews, speaking of old-timey candy, something really like chewy Starbursts, you really need to limit how much you eat, because otherwise your jaw is going to hurt so bad and the thought of eating them again is going to make you physically ill. Because I was given a gift of like a bag of mixed candy and it's all chewy and delicious.
Sounds wonderful.
Yeah. And I came back from dinner last night and I really wanted some and I ate like a handful. And to this, like this morning, my jaw is killing me.
Mm-hmm. Jeez.
And it's like physically, it's distracting. So you really,
your job relies on, you know, your ability to talk.
Yeah. So like, you know, they say everything in moderation, including moderation, but they're not lying when they're talking about Tootsie Rolls. Moderate that.
God forbid you touch a now and later.
Oh my God.
Last week's.
No.
Don't do it.
Be real careful, guys. Be real careful.
Kathleen, what did you learn this week?
I went to a baby shower this weekend. It was my best friend's baby shower. And I learned that should I ever buy anybody an outfit when they are having a baby, I will never buy for the 0 to 3 months because those are the teeniest, cutest little outfits and everybody buys them. So now she, this poor child who will probably only wear like 5 of these things, has 75 different 0 to 3 outfits.
They will be naked by the time they hit 4.
Yeah, and some babies are born really big and don't even fit into that stuff.
I really hope that's my kid. I want the wow big baby.
So I'm only buying for like a year plus moving forward.
Yeah.
Smart.
You can always take it in.
Tactical. Yeah.
You can always pin it.
I like that.
Smama.
In the car, just write eventually. Love, Kathleen.
Eventually.
I learned you should always remember things you've committed to just to keep them in mind because at the beginning of the summer, Kathleen, you go around and ask one thing we want to accomplish by the end of the summer. And I remember this year being so, you know, not focused when you asked. And I just wrote back, I don't know. I'll have a 6-pack at the end of the summer.
God.
I remembered that yesterday because a conversation I was having with a friend. I have not given 2 rat's asses about my body or my diet or, you know, looking a certain way this summer. And yesterday I'm like, oh my God, just because I committed to this, I have to shape up for the very rest of the summer.
Oh, no, you don't.
No, you don't.
I have to because my personality is when you even no matter how stupid or like little it is, I committed to it. I'm going to be really mad that I put that up if I didn't even try.
Kathleen, do you remember what you committed to for the end of the summer?
I have no idea.
I committed to not committing.
I said I would do the middle splits.
Oh, that's right.
I am nowhere near that.
Oh, yeah.
I'm nowhere near that.
Oh, well, I can warm up later.
I think I committed to not shopping. Which didn't happen.
Yeah.
Didn't happen.
All right.
We'll see. I'm
like
just
my new shoes.
I complimented those earlier.
Thanks.
Those are stunners.
They're gorgeous. All right. Thank you so much for listening to this week's episode of An Acquired Taste. If you haven't heard us, we also were featured on the Elvis Duran 15-Minute Morning Show, which is the Tuesday episode. So if you're listening to this when it comes out today, it was yesterday.
It was August 2nd.
August 2nd.
Yes.
So listen to us there. We have a bunch of other people from the morning show with us. Where can people follow us, guys?
They can follow us on Twitter at Acquired Podcast.
And on Instagram at Acquired Taste Podcast.
And on Facebook, Acquired Taste Podcast.
Hooray! Like us, guys.
We love you. Thank you so much for listening. And we will talk to you next week.